Ron, for the past 2 days, you've talked about being patient with God as we go through a season of turmoil. As you know, patience can be challenging even when things are going well. How does a crisis, this season in the slimy pit, make it that much harder?
Well, Brian, let me start with this. You know, we live in a world in which we've come to expect immediate gratification. We want what we want. We want it right now. And in this day and age, we can usually get it. But God's ways are not our ways. He's often a crockpot God in a microwave world. So you're right, Brian, being patient isn't easy, even when all is well. But it's that much harder when we're going through a tough time, isn't it? Because when we go through a period of intense pain, our emotions want to take over. We become fearful or anxious, maybe even angry. Minutes begin to feel like hours, and days feel like weeks. So we lose our patience even sooner than normal because it doesn't really feel sooner at all. The key for all of us is the same thing it was for King David. Cry out to God for his present help and praise God for his past help. And when we begin to worship God for his deliverance in our past, and when we testify to others about his faithfulness in our lives, well, it strengthens our faith, it rekindles our hope, and patience becomes much easier to demonstrate, which is part of God's purpose for allowing trials in the first place. That is to teach us patience, to teach us to love him more, or to teach us total reliance on him. And he wants us right there until we learn that lesson. You know, Brian, sometimes we feel like we're waiting on God, but very often it's God who is waiting on us.